On the live line with us this morning, the mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Corsi. Good morning, Chris.
Hello, Pat. Hi, Larry.
You know, we knew, Chris, it was going to be painful, you know, coming to terms with the after effects on the fire and what it would mean moving forward. But as far as the city of Santa Rosa goes, the biggest spending increase in history, that sounds extreme.
Well, I don't think it should be too surprising. You know, we've got in this budget, we've got one big ticket item, which is the water system up at Fountain Grove.
Huge.
That is probably the biggest, probably by itself would be the biggest spending increase in history.
Yeah, that's somewhere north of $40 million expected. The budget increase for next year expected to be about the whole thing, $62 million. So you're right, that is a huge chunk of it.
And, Pat, you know, what we're looking at, what we usually focus on is our general fund, which is not even half of our whole budget because we've got several enterprise funds that essentially pay for themselves. The general fund is what pays for our most of our employees, most of our services, and that's going to be going up by about $14 million next year.
You know, Mayor, I always find it interesting for small business owners that the adage goes, you got to spend money to make money, but you're trying to make money because you don't have any money. You guys are trying to put a bond out there, and is that because you need to prove to the state and federal agencies, hey, look, we got a plan together, so now you guys got to give us the money?
Well, I think the bond you're talking about is a housing bond. And the reason for a housing bond should be pretty apparent to everyone by now. We need more housing in Sonoma County, particularly affordable housing.
And let's talk about the hiring freeze. And how far-ranging is that hiring freeze expected to be, Chris?
Well, right now we are putting a freeze on hiring so we can take account of where we are. We don't have a budget set for next year yet. Yesterday's council meeting was to give us a snapshot in time to let the council know what our situation is right now. We're going to hold off on hiring people until we know more about what the future holds for us.
Well, that makes sense. And this is all very much a step-by-step process. We know a lot more now than we knew in November in terms of what it was going to cost us in so many different ways, the fires, of course, and we're only partway there. So these steps are going to be, or continue to become known, correct?
Right. We do know more, but we don't know everything we need to know. We submitted worksheets this week. We submitted requests for reimbursement to FEMA.
We're losing you a little bit on the cell phone, Mayor. I know we did talk with Congressman Mike Thompson this morning about our situation here, which he's very well aware of, and asking him, are there more federal dollars? And he said, yes, there are more federal dollars. It's just a matter of getting a hold of them as soon as possible. Chris Corsi on the road this morning, but obviously big changes and understandable changes after the October fires and hiring freeze in place for Santa Rosa, and also that projected budget for next year, a little over $60 million, and that water project in Fountain Grove, the replacement of the water pipes that melted there and created that collection of benzene, which is very unhealthy. That's why they've all got to be replaced. So that in itself is expected to cost a little over $40 million. So these are the changes we thought would happen, and the actual bottom line of it is all coming to us at this point. So we'll check in with the mayor a little bit later as we get closer to the brand new fiscal year.